Depends on what part of town you live in and what part of Tucson you're going to.
I will say the third lane from Picacho to Tucson helps a lot.
It's pretty nice.
Go ADOT. Well, that's needed to be six lanes for a lot of years.
Yeah. They need to do the whole thing. And I-10 from here to L.A. needs to be about 20 lanes.
But that's a side point. Pete, how can we help you, sir?
The property I just bought, I want to put in about 20 different fruit trees, and I have a question on three of them, whether I'd be able to or not. One of them is citrus trees. One is date palm, and the third one would be cherries.
Cherries you're probably okay on. Now, there are different, ripening dates and chill requirements on deciduous fruit trees, and you'll need to, do a little research as to what that is. You're about, 3,000, 3,500 feet there. And you might want to visit with probably Rito Nursery in Tucson, be the closest one to you that could guide you through, fruit tree varieties. Citrus is out of the question as far as a landscape or yard tree. You might do dwarf citrus in a container on the patio there. That'd be a way to go, but you're going to be way too cold for citrus as a landscape tree at that elevation. As far as date palms, probably pretty cold for producing dates there, I would think. They're, sea level, below sea level, hot weather, Phoenix, Arizona, Indio, California, Egypt, Iraq, along the, the Euphrates River, yes, high heat, kind of a tree. So I doubt you get away with any date palms there. But you can do all kinds of apples and peaches.
No problem.
All kinds of apples and peaches. You're at a wonderful elevation to grow all kinds of deciduous fruit trees.
And with 20 trees, I mean, he's going to have plenty of different options. He can do a variety of each.
Wow, you can do some very creative things, too, with multiple trees in a hole, with, growing them on espaliers, on wires, things like that. If you really want to get intensive, you could do more than that.
And aren't there a lot of nuts in Cochise County?
Yeah.
Nut trees. Nut trees. Nut trees.
Oh.
I mean, pistachios, pecans.
He can do pecans, pistachios, sure. He can almonds, walnuts. Yeah. There's a lot of nuts there.
Sounds like he's trying to do what others have done, where you're trying to get something edible year-round.
Well, he's got an acre of ground, so he's got lots of room.
Yeah, man.
So,
sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, from Catalina, we're going to stay. I think are we still in Cochise when we get out to Bowie?
Catalina is not in Cochise County.
No. But Bowie.
No, but you were mentioning Cochise and nuts. Is Bowie in Cochise?
I think Bowie is in Cochise
County.
Probably,
yeah.
Don?
But Don's not one of the nuts we were talking about.
Of course not.
She might have a different opinion, though. Don?
Hello?
You with us this morning? Yes,
ma'am. She thinks we're nuts.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I'm surrounded by nuts, though. The pecan trees are all around me here.
There you go.
And your question this morning, ma'am?
My question is, I have a sororal in the front in a cactus garden, and 2 years ago when it froze, we've got all these dead rings around it now. But this year it is growing like 7 new arms coming out of not only the main trunk but the arms, and I'm kind of worried about it. Is it in its death throes, or is this a normal process?
Because it's all of a sudden sprouted all this new growth?
Right.
It's a good question, and I don't know that I know that there is an answer to that. Sometimes plants will bloom or try and set fruit. We see that on citrus trees blooming this time of year. If they've been super stressed, they're trying to bloom and set fruit and grow the next generation in the fear that they're about to die. It's one of the last things a tree will do. I just don't know about a saguaro sprouting arms because of stress related, although it may be a response to the fact that it did die back some. So that's a great question. I don't know. might be a question that you want to take up with folks at Desert Sonoran Museum or, you know, one of the cactus specialty nurseries in your area. I don't know. Maybe somebody will call in and give us an answer to that for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for information. I won't worry about it until
I probably wouldn't worry too much about it. They're pretty darn resilient. They've been living for a lot of years out in the desert, getting frozen and blown over and holes hammered in them by birds and all kinds of stuff, and they survive most all of that.
And typing that zip code into plant-something.org, we get Safford Builders, the Ace Hardware, as a resource, and also Savano Nurseries as the closest to basically Wilcox is what most listeners would be familiar with. John is out for a walk in Glendale and has a question for us. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Morning. I have three citrus trees, all within about 50 feet of one another. You there?
Yes.
We're listening intently.
Hello.
Yeah, John, we're listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, three citrus trees.
Three citrus trees, a tangerine, a tangelo, and a lemon.
Okay.
And they're about 30, 35 years old, all three of them. And up to this point, the tangerine and the tangelo have just overwhelmed me with fruit, and they're going to do it again this year. For the first time, the lemon tree has got maybe one fruit, and that's it.
Okay. The reason for that is
very well.
Yeah, the reason that the lemon is not produced very well for you, and this is we're hearing this a lot this year, is because lemons and limes last winter, they are the most frost sensitive of all the citrus fruits. And a lot of the lemons and lime trees froze pretty hard. Citrus produce fruit on second year or older growth. They don't produce on new growth. So when you lost your two-year-old and older wood due to the freeze, you had to cut it back. You've got a lot of new growth on that lemon tree, but that won't produce any fruit. So you just lost your fruit-producing wood due to the freeze on that lemon tree. So you're going to miss a year.
And with the couple freezes we've had, you were talking some people haven't trimmed back from the three-year-ago frost. I mean, this is a couple years in a row or every year.
Three hard-killing freezes in 6 years.
And we probably hadn't had that in that 35 years or something that severe. That
it had been the 70s the last time.
It's building up a couple freezes here that's really probably the
– it could be a combination of having it happen several years in a row or over the course of several years, a couple hard freezes. But long story short is especially lemons and limes, the production on those is going to be very light, if any at all, this year for folks.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Ms. Cheryl, talk to us about the Arizona Nursery Association. We've been talking about plant-something.org, but what about the Nursery Association?
Well, we actually get to represent the retail as well as the growers of plants and trees in this state. A lot of people don't realize we have a really booming growing industry on plants and trees and shrubs and color all over the state. And so we get to represent not only the retailers, but the wholesalers. Plant Something is especially for our retailers to really talk about going out there. And really one of the first projects we've done in a few years aimed at the homeowner, the consumer, to say, hey, let's get a product that really teaches them. We find out that a lot of people that live here are from other areas, and they need to know what's best to do here. So we wanted something to really give them a place to go for some good information and obviously accessible on the web.
And speaking of other areas, we do have a lot of people that live, you know, multiple places. If someone's getting ready to leave, what are some of the states they could go to and take this website with them?
Yeah, I would urge you to check out plantsomething.org and see if your state is listed. If not, tell your local nursery you want it on there. But if your home is Ohio, Idaho, British Columbia, Washington, Virginia just came in last week. So we're growing across Long Island is a partner. So go to that drop-down menu and check out your state and see if, no matter where you are, you can go to plantsomething.org and get some good information.
And if somebody did go to, let's say, Wyoming, I don't know that it's there or not there, but they go to Wyoming and they don't find it there, or that's where they're headed. Mm-hmm. And you said talk to your nursery. Do the nursery then contact you to get the state set up?
Absolutely. The way it works is we go through the nursery or landscape association, but we start all grassroots. So if you go into your local nursery and say, hey, why aren't you a part of this? Then they'll pass on that information.
Outstanding. It's 1-888-767-4348. And we're talking planting something. Right now is a great time for...
Well, for almost any landscape trees and shrubs and vines, citrus, a great time to plant citrus. We've had lots of citrus questions. Great vegetable gardens. Winter vegetables is one of the areas in the country where we plant a winter and a summer vegetable garden. So we're growing all the green leafy things and the root crops like carrots and onions and beets and chard and lettuce and spinach. In fact, you know, our friends in Yuma along the Colorado River, that's the lettuce capital of the world this time of year. So we grow all kinds of vegetables, trees, shrubs, fruit trees, and of course geraniums.